Revolutionary talk for revolutionary times. Liberty Talk FM.
It's a marvelous night for a moon dance with the stars up above in your eyes. A fantabulous night to make romance neath the cover of October skies. With all the leaves on the trees are falling to the sound of the breezes that blow.
What's up? What's up, everybody? Welcome aboard to the Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz on this glorious Thursday after another ridiculous Fed Minutes. In the meantime, we will be brought to you today by Casper Mattress. And of course, you can get a $50 off of any mattress purchase at www.caspertrial.com/The Bubba Show. In the meantime, I want to talk a little futures and a little hedging today. And I did a great webinar last Saturday that I want to share with you now. So let's go right to the webinar and check it out. Here we go.
Love having you here, Mr. My Soccer Coach, my man from the West. So anybody's welcome aboard, and I'm going to try a feat like the, if you remember the term, the triple Lindy. I've never done it this way before. I'm combining multiple products and all into one presentation. I don't know how it's going to turn out. And because I do everything, I can never remember the words how I do it, but improv, I guess. We'll see how it goes. But you will learn something, and I'm going to say this right now. You're going to have an opportunity to buy something if you choose, and there's no obligation. I teach for free as well, but do not. When I make the offer, in many cases, people drop off. Don't drop off. I will be happy to answer all your questions, regardless of whether you buy or not. I'm not about the money. I make plenty of money. The only reason I do these outside projects is to support the high school program that I have, that I just got another bill for $25,000 for the next 6 months. And, of course, I have to pay for that myself. I get no help from anybody. Anyways, so welcome aboard. Great to be here. And there are only two options: make progress or make excuses. And of course, the investing universe is filled with tons of things to do. And if you learn and understand how to take advantage of the system, you have to give yourself a better opportunity. Nothing guarantees 100% success, but certainly we can eliminate a lot of the failures that we do have for no reason. So again, I want to make sure that, and that's part of what this is all about. And this, I have to read the disclaimer, and I'm not reading it, but everything, options and futures involve risk, and you can read the rest. I'll leave this up here for 5 seconds. Anyone has to read it so you won't sue me. All right. Okay. And that's my disclaimer. Okay. All right. And of course, for those of you who don't know me, that's my smiling face and Bubba's Guide to Trading Options. That's my last book. My new book is coming out in the next couple of weeks, How to Trade Weekly Options. But I've been doing this for actually 38 years, not 36. I'm still currently a member of the Board of Trade. I've been a member of all three exchanges in Chicago. I am the founder and author of Bubba Trading, Bubba's Guide to Trading Weekly Options, which is new, and Bubba's Guide to Trading Options, which is out. I regularly contribute to Fox, CNBC, Bloomberg, BNN, RFD, Phoenix TV of China, and Kitco. I own my own I do my own radio show. I actually own it too, but I do my own radio show every day. And I was an original market maker in the S&P pit. Okay, the SPX, the actual, what we now know, what we now recognize as the S&P, which is at the SIBO, which is a joint venture between the SIBO and the Board of Trade. I was one of the original market makers because every pit that starts out needs market makers to make markets to provide liquidity before they take off on their own. I was unquote to Congress, Ditch Mitch. Yeah. I don't know, the whole department's, you know, politics is such a, they're a bunch of stupid asses, both sides. I don't care whose side you're on. Anyways, I don't know if I like this or not, but this is the way I put it up. Today's agenda, trading, what it is, it's a game of skill. The rich always make money. Discipline, the 10 commandments, the math, the plan, hedging, futures, how to take advantage, and Q&A. And again, I will answer all of your questions regarding any product. So don't fret and don't be afraid. Okay. All right. So before we get into anything, the first thing you have to understand is that trading itself is a skill game. Okay. It's no different than playing poker. If you've ever played poker, poker is a game of skill. You will not win every time, but you will win in the long run if you're better than everybody else. In fact, I love to tell the story that my first 6 months trading back in 1980, I didn't make a dime trading. I made a living playing gin and backgammon back in those days, because those are two games of skill. Gin, backgammon, poker, bridge. And I'm sure there's others, but that's the only one I can think about. Those are the ones I play. All right. I'm not very good at bridge, so I never play for a lot of money because I don't have the edge. But those are games of skill. Okay. Fantasy football has been determined a game of skill because it's been legalized to gamble on. But at the end of the day, you don't have to be a Harvard graduate. You don't have to be anybody to get this skill. You have to understand the basics of what we're trying to do. Okay. And master what you're trying to do. But it is a skill game. Rich people make some money when the stock market goes up. It should be make money, but it doesn't matter. Rich people make money even when the market goes down. Well, why? Because they're smart. And because they have enough capital to do what it needs to do. And they also use hedging techniques, which is one of the things we're going to talk about today, for their portfolio to benefit so they can continue to buy when markets are going down. When everybody else is selling, they're buying. When everybody else is puking their brains out, those guys are willing to step in. And of course, that's what we do as well. That's one of our main things about compounding a portfolio. And of course, everybody remembers this. Bear Stearns is fine. And this is one of the things I warn everybody is to quit listening to the pundits. Okay. They have no interest in what you're actually doing. They have interest in getting ratings. Okay. Bear Stearns wasn't fine. And it was obvious that they weren't fine. But of course, this Jamoke came out and said, yeah, they're fine. Don't worry. Bye, bye, bye. Okay. It's the same as in the movie, The Big Short. You know, it's the stock is at 20. Now it's 15. What are you going to do? I'm going to go buy more. Well, okay. Good for you. Now it's to the dollar. My point is that nobody knows for sure. And certainly he had no idea what he was talking about. And, you know, again, not to bash Jim Cramer, but he's easy to bash because he's always big and rounded. But at the end of the day, there's no reason to ever believe that nothing can happen, because you always should be aware that nothing is ever fine for sure. Okay. So especially when it's showing you that it's got some trouble. So discipline is just choosing between what you want now and what you want most. Okay. And again, think about that as you make your next trade or you make your next investment and decide, you know, are you doing what's best for your immediate gratification? That more comes into play when you're selling a stock. You know, many of us have the problem of trying to be traders and investors at the same time. And invariably, you always make the wrong decision. The stocks you're investing in that you meant to be investing in, they make a nice move right away. So you take them out as a trade, and the dogs that you should be out of, you hold because you turn them into an investment. All right. And that's how you ruin what you want now versus what you want most.
And of course, that's really an important thing to understand, is what you want now, what you want most. But what's more important right now is that we're being brought to you by Casper Mattress with their great new technology, memory foam, really outstanding stuff. And of course, they're offering Bubba Show listeners a $50 off any mattress purchase. All you have to do is go to CasperTrial.com/TheBubbaShow for $50 off any mattress purchase. Again, that's CasperTrial.com/TheBubbaShow. In the meantime, go to libertytalk.fm and download The Bubba Show every single day. We're going to step out of here for a break and come back and give you some more bullets to help you make it and survive into these worlds of markets. And this is The Bubba Show, Todd Bubbers. We'll be right back after the break. The Bubba Show. CasperTrial.com/The Bubba Show. The pressure relieving memory foam and proprietary breathable springy layer come together to create an outrageously comfortable sleep surface. CasperTrial.com/TheBubbaShow. Let's go back and get some more education and find out how we understand what markets do and what markets are going to do. Here we go.
And of course, there's a lot of talk of this, and we kind of highlighted it, the Black Swan event. Look, who knows what it's going to be? I don't know. I have no idea what it's going to be. I couldn't even guess to tell you. I would say that North Korea could be a black swan. It's not yet. How do I know? Because just look at the market action. Okay. If you look at the market action, okay, you can see it, obviously it's not a black swan, because where do we really go? Did we really get pummeled? I don't think so. We went down a little bit. The markets are still relatively near their all-time highs. Did we really get murdered? No, that's not a black swan. It's a market that wanted to sell off. Look, at people are going to take profits at some point. So are we really going to look at this as a black swan event? Could it be a black swan event? Absolutely. If they do shoot a bomb, if they do go after Guam, or if we have to bomb them, it could be very much a black swan event. But for today, nobody is concerned about that, because certainly a 40-point sell-off or a 200-point or 300-point sell-off in the Dow is not really anything big deal when you're at 22,000. Considering that right now in the S&P, we're less than 2% from the all-time highs, I wouldn't be all that concerned that the black swan event is here. I am thrilled that the volatility is back, though. That is something that is important. Now, the 10 commandments of trading, you trade with the trend. And typically, you do try to trade with the trend. We don't want to try to pick tops and bottoms. Now, in our futures program, we will trade against the trend, but we do it in a very keen way, which is in a very short-term way. We're not necessarily trading for or against the trend. We're trading in a much shorter time frame and looking for a much quicker move. Basically, we're trying to grab the edge, which is what we're able to do by the methods that we use. But one thing I can tell you for sure is don't try to pick tops and bottoms. As a rule, you'll go broke. You have no chance if you're going to try to pick the top and bottom of the market. And I can vouch for that, because as I've said many, many times in public, and I'm not embarrassed. I should be embarrassed. I'm not embarrassed. You know, if I could have back all the money that I pissed away trying to pick tops and bottoms, I'd have probably another $10 million. Okay. And I'd have my plane, but my private plane. But instead, my private plane is, in my opinion, waiting for me to pick the tops and bottoms. Okay. And plan your trade and trade your plan. Now, again, you can have many different trading plans depending on what you're trying to do. And what we do, we have a lot of different things. We do hedging, which is a long-term trade plan. Okay, it's not short term, it's long term. And when we do futures, we got a plan that goes over 4 minutes. All right, and we have everything in between. But again, they're different because of the objective and what you're trying to do. But we don't add to a losing position under any circumstances. Now, somebody's going to squawk and say, well, you say sometimes on Kitco or you say on TV that you'll buy partial and then you'll add if it's a loser. Again, if I'm investing in something such as gold or silver and I have a level, you know, I don't sell that stuff. I only buy it. So if I thought that this was a good level to buy it, I would buy a small portion of a position. I don't like where it's at in the chart, but I would buy a small portion and I'd be willing to buy more if it broke, and I'd be willing to more if it rallied. Letting your winners run. That's always important to be able to stay in and not grab the profit too quickly, because many times we give it up. But the one thing we always have to do is make sure we cut the losses. Don't get married to the trade. Be open-minded and flexible. Don't get stubborn. Look, at stubborn people lose money. Okay? Simple as that. You get stubborn, you'll lose. You have no chance. Don't let a small loss turn into a disaster. And believe me, again, I've done all these things, so I can speak from true experience. I've done this, again, 38 years. I've been doing it. I've done it live on the floor. I've done it on computers. I've done a combination of both. And I can tell you that I've made every mistake there is known. Okay? Think long-term on protecting your capital, and don't make impulsive decisions. Okay? Have a reason to make that trade. Which is why when the markets are collapsing overnight every once in a while, I send out an email to everybody saying, hey, look, don't panic here. You just relax. You'll have an opportunity to get out if you truly want to get out here. There's no reason to panic now. Okay? Now, the whole model, everything we do relates back to the same thing. Relates back to the statistical movements of markets. I don't care about news. I don't care about reports. I don't care about anything. In fact, most of the time, I watch sports or movies or anything but the business news. Now, if I'm going to be on soon, which I'm on a lot, so I'll watch to get a flavor for what they're doing. But I could care less what they're saying because most of them have no idea what they're saying anyways. We are playing a numbers game, okay? This is what the business is. It's purely about the numbers, okay? And I use the bell-shaped curve in many different places because it always relates to kind of what we're talking about. Now, typically, most moves, if you've ever looked at the Bollinger Bands or some of those mathematical indicators, they're based on a two-standard deviation move anyways. And very rarely will the market break above or below a two-standard deviation move. Now, that does happen. And again, if you know what you're doing, then it's no big deal. Right? But it does happen. But again, the basic statistics, the basic probability model always plays out if you're playing the probability. And you're using the rules that are set forth to you, okay, which is to cut your losses short, okay, you put yourself in a position. But you're still basing it on a statistical model. The markets fall at two standard deviations, it might be an opportunity to look at potentially being a buyer. Now, it doesn't mean you just automatically buy because it fell two standard deviations. It means you take a look and see if you can find a reason to buy based on a chart pattern. Love those no pattern reminders. I like them too because I understand it. You know what? I like sending them because I know how most people think. And I get it. And I don't want you to think like that because I want you to think like a person who understands and a trader. But it's hard. It's hard not to be emotional in this business. And I get it because you see your money floating away, which is why that's why the tops of markets are always made on greed and the bottoms are always made on fear. Nothing changes. But we basically break the market down.
And of course, we're going to come back after the break and talk about how we break the market down into what we would call universal price. And but I mean, there's so much you have to remember about, and so many markets tie together, not from a trading standpoint or from a pattern. Well, no, let me rephrase it. They all tie together. They have a lot of the same basics. Okay. And again, it doesn't matter what product you're trading. It really matters what time frame you're trading for to help you to make that next decision. But one of the things you have to always remember is that all charts are really the same. And it doesn't really matter because you're trading the technical portion of the market looking for the money flow to help better put you in the position. So that's something that you need to make sure that you understand. Of course, we're going to get into that when we come back from the break. But it's all very important stuff that I bring you. And obviously there's different parts for different people, but a lot of it will tie together. And to make sure that you understand it. But in the meantime, this segment was brought to you by our friends at Casper Mattress. And, of course, they've got the hottest new mattress. You've seen them on TV now. But supposedly your best night of sleep from their pressure-relieving memory foam. And for you to go ahead and try that out, you can go to www.caspertrial.com/TheBubbaShow. Again, that's www.caspertrial.com/TheBubbaShow for $50 off of any mattress purchase. So make sure you go check them out. And of course, libertytalk.fm allows you to check out The Bubba Show every day. And of course, the Sporting Edge on the weekends. And don't forget about BubbaTrading.com because, of course, we have Bubba's Bottom Line and a number of other things there. And of course, these products you're hearing about today are all listed there. And make sure you check it out. In the meantime, we're going to step out here for a break. We'll be right back with more of The Bubba Show on this wonderful Thursday. This is The Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horowitz, and we are coming right back to you with more after the break. The Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horowitz. What's up, everybody? Bubba here. It's finally here. The long-awaited Bubba Report. bringing you news from all the trading floors across the globe. We've got Scott Cialady, the cow guy, as seen on CNBC, Fox, and Bloomberg. We've got Keith Bliss, CNBC, Fox, and a floor trader at the New York Stock Exchange. We've got The Badger, who writes the hot topics in the political news. We've got myself putting together my own unique indexes that will help you give you a better idea of what's going on in the market. All you need to do to get a hold of the Bubba Report is go to thebubbashow.org and sign up for the newsletter, or you can email me direct at bubba@thebubbashow.org. We want you to have this report because we've got over 150 years of experience talking about markets, getting ready for the trading, and puts you in the best position to have successful. So email me at bubba@thebubbashow.org to get a copy of your report, or go right to the website, thebubbashow.org. Make sure you get it. It's a must-have for every investor and trader. The Bubba Report. Welcome back to the Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz. And, of course, we are talking about how to take care of some business and how to handle and set yourself up for futures or for hedging or for just in general trading. And we're going to talk about the phases of the market. Just a reminder that this is being brought to you by Casper.com. You can receive $50 towards any mattress purchase at www.caspertrial.com/The Bubba Show. Let's get back to what we were talking about, the phases of the market. Here we go.
Into phases. All right. We talk about something which is universal price, because all markets trade the same. No market trades any different than any other market. Okay. Again, you can give me a reason why it does, and I can give you 10 reasons why it doesn't. It always comes back down to the numbers. All right. But if you understand how to read a chart and you understand universal price, then it doesn't matter. All charts are the same. All patterns repeat, and the short time frames will always, they must resolve into the longer time frames. It's a mathematical impossibility. You cannot have a long-term downtrend if the short trend is trending up for extended periods of time. Doesn't work. It's not a sound math. But markets, all markets start in what we call a consolidation phase. That's just the way they trade. And what is consolidation? It's when nobody can make up their mind. New money comes in as buyers, they push it up, and then it gets to a certain point, and new money comes in as sellers, and they bang it back down again. Because they, again, you have people that cannot make up their mind. And here you have a perfect example of that consolidation, right? Churning away, because new money keeps trying to figure it out and push it one way or the other. Eventually, the consolidation period ends, and markets break out to a trend. And they'll trend up or down, doesn't matter which way. And typically, especially in downtrends, they will end in, you heard the term many times, capitulation, but markets will end in a blow off to the downside. And if you go back to March 9th, that was a perfect blow off. And that was a perfect sign that there was a lot of other reasons we could have said the market's bottoms were in, but that was the final blow that allowed us to recognize it and be able to grab in. I'll look at it when I get there. Please ask me that later, because I'm sure it'll get scribbled up, but I'm not going to do it right at the moment, okay? But I will. I promise I will look at it, but you'll have to remind me, because I'm old, I'm senile, and I won't remember. And this will be 50 items down when it gets time. Okay, so one of the things you talk about is, what do I need to do to start? Okay, well, again, there's different products and different things you got to do. And, you know, if you're hedging, you got to do one thing. If you want to day trade futures, you got to do another. How long does it take? Well, again, the classes that I do offer are, you know, 6-7 weeks. And, you know, some of the things are immediate. Your total investments can be whatever you want. Again, I just believe that, you know, you can have, you know, if you're day trading futures without carrying any positions, you can trade with 5,000. Okay, because you have to get day trading margins, which are like $500, and because there's no tie up of capital, there's no FINRA, there's no there's no day trading rules, you know, it's all cash. You buy it, you sell it, you're out. No margin, no carryover. When should I expect results? You should expect results immediately. How much time do you need to dedicate? Well, if you just wanted to hedge your port overall and long term portfolio, and you wanted to be a part time day trader, not very much time. That's up to you. Again, part-time day trading is something that if you have an hour a day that you want to trade. If you don't want to trade, you don't have to trade. Fortunately, our day trading model of trading has nothing to do with the longer term. It's just strictly, if you got time to trade, we're waiting for one specific pattern when we trade that way. We're waiting for one specific pattern, and all we care about is if that pattern appears. If it doesn't appear, then we don't make a trade. That's for the day trading of futures. Okay, so dedication, time dedication is up to you. I have a couple of you that play golf or play tennis or that work and that you trade in your lunch hour. Again, if you want to trade, great. If not, you don't have to trade. But it is a very it's an invaluable system to understand and learn. Okay, how much knowledge I need? You need none. The business doesn't take knowledge other than to learn how to trade. There's no outside knowledge required. Learn how to read a chart. Training is, again, very minimal because we're very specific and we're very pointed at what we're trying to do. And again, we're relating it back to the math. Financial freedom just ahead. And so the first topic today, now that we've got the basics out of it, because what I've just gone through relates to everything that I do. The phases of the market, the plan, the rules, that relates to anything that we do, okay? Everything, because everything is the same. The only thing that changes is the time. In other words, the time frame that you're going to look at. Hopefully, you're not actively trading your portfolio, all right? But when it comes to hedging, I'm a big advocate. And of course, those of you who know me know, and I've said this for years, I don't sell stock. I just hedge it and I accumulate it, all right? In my SEP IRA and in my other stuff, I've never sold the stock. I've had a couple go broke, but I've never sold any. All right? Because that's my long-term account. That's my retirement. And all I want that to do is compound and build. And I didn't sell anything. And I always tell the story. I mean, this is a repeat for many of you, but in 08, you know, I don't even look at my statements to tell you the truth. I always know about the approximate value. And in 08, my wife comes into my office crying. And she shows me a statement. I says, what are you bothering me for? What do I care? Leave me alone. You know, she doesn't know that I'm hedging it, that I know how to protect it, that I've got, you know, all the dough somewhere else. Right. So, and all I was doing was buying more. And of course, I was buying the bottom of the market in 08 and 09, because basically what we try to do when we're hedging, we don't plan on it, but we end up buying bottoms and selling tops. But the choices you have when you're trying to hedge your portfolio is you sell your portfolio in the cash market. Not the worst idea, but again, I'm not a big fan. Ask your family astrologer. Do nothing and observe your portfolio eroding. Again, the bottom line is if you don't do anything and you own good solid companies, then you're probably going to come back, but you miss the compounding effect. Or use index derivatives to hedge your portfolio, which is our philosophy. We use options, and then if somebody has a bigger account, we can use futures as well. But we do a mix and create synthetic models, which create compounding against your portfolio and allow you to continue to buy more stock. Because at the end of the day, your objective is to buy as much as you can and continue to accumulate, because that's how you make the most amount of money. That's how you see people that have never made more than $40,000 or $50,000 a year in their entire life. And when they die, okay, and they leave $3 million. They leave $5 million, because what did they do? They invested, they compounded it out and let it keep going.
And that is, as we talk about often here on the show, is the secret. The secret, if you ever saw the movie City Slickers, what's the secret? One thing, well, the secret in trading is to allow your portfolio, allow that stuff to compound. That's the secret, okay? If you don't allow those things to happen, then you're really making a mistake on your own. And again, I don't want to lecture, but I do want you to understand that there are things you can do. And I've made the same mistake. So again, this is not, I'm not somebody, mouthing off, about something, you know, after that I didn't do it myself. I've made every mistake known. And I want you to understand that you can make mistakes, but it's how do you recover from those mistakes? And that's what I try to make sure that everybody understands is how you actually go about the recovery process and the recovery period. Because at the end of the day, it's about making yourself better and giving yourself a better opportunity and a better chance for that success. And if you do it correctly, what you find out is that it works a lot better, and it controls your emotions and keeps you back in a better stead. You know, we see this going out in the agricultural markets right now, and a lot of panic, a lot of fear going on. And of course, in the next segment, we're going to be going to visit with Marlon Bowling from Rural Rally Radio, as I do every week. And of course, I always share the interview with you here. But it's about, you know, not the ability not to panic, the ability to keep yourself in the game, and the ability to keep yourself on the forefront of making money and being ready for what's next. And it doesn't matter what market you're trading in. They're all the same. As you heard from the phases of the market, all markets are the same. All patterns repeat. And all we have to remember is to not panic, not puke, and make sure we think about it before we do anything drastic. And, of course, this has been brought to you by Casper Mattress. It's casper.com. And you can receive $50 towards any mattress purchase, so you can sleep, have the best night's sleep in your life by having the special memory foam and everything come together to make you comfortable. To receive $50 towards any mattress purchase, go to caspertrial.com/TheBubba Show. Again, that's caspertrial.com/TheBubba Show for your $50 towards any mattress purchase. And of course, for free, you can go to libertytalk.fm and download The Bubba Show every single day. And of course, the Sporting Edge. And don't forget to go to bubbatrading.com. You know, we've got Bubba's Bottom Line, which I'm having a lot of fun with. And I hope you're enjoying it when you check it out. And of course, we have these programs available. And again, there's no requirement, and there's no, you know, you don't have to go. But again, I'm looking to, you know, help teach and make you better. So in the meantime, we're going to step out here a break. This is The Bubba Show. We're going to come back and talk with Marlon Bowling from Rural Rally Radio. This is The Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz will be back right after the break with more. The Bubba Show. Todd. Welcome back to The Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz. And it's time for my weekly visit on the radio with my friend Marlon Bowling from Rural Rally Radio. Every week we get to talk to him about you know, what we're seeing in the agricultural space. And today we're going to go talk to him right now. So let's go across the continent to Rural Rally Radio and Marlon Bowling. Here we go.
Bubba Horowitz, bubbatrading.com in Chicago. He joins us right now. Todd, it's been a while since I've been able to report higher trade in the Globex market all across the board.
Good morning, Marlon. You know, it is, and of course, it isn't what we would call really strong either. It's like limping to the finish line, and hopefully they have maybe found some support down here, but it's been a while. It's been, I don't know, it's been a long few weeks here that's been really very challenging, obviously culminating with the information out of the USDA, which was the impetus to push it even lower.
We were talking about this on our Facebook Live broadcast yesterday afternoon, the fact that we'll get into Wednesday, and it seems like forever since we haven't had to deal with some sort of USDA numbers during the trading day.
Yeah, and you know, as you know, I'm not a big fan of the numbers in general, and I don't think that they're actually as accurate as one would like, so I think they do create sometimes more problems, and I think that might be the case here, but we are coming to some pretty crucial levels that, you know, in my eyes, you know, soybeans have already broken through that crucial 940, which brings nine in play, and corn and wheat are both coming to that decision time and whether or not they're going to be able to pull back and get that rally and get back to my 450 or $5 level this year or continue to fall here. And this is the problems here, but a lot has to do with some of the outside markets. A lot has to do with the actual money flow besides what's going on in the markets themselves.
I was looking at a corn chart here. It looks like we are trading at the lowest level since we have seen way back in probably either August or September of last year. So it looks like they're kind of scraping the bottom of the barrel for the time being here on this move. What do you think about producers that are considering making new crop sales, or they are looking at the prospect of having to sweep out those bins before they can roll the combines this fall? They're starting to run out of time on that.
Yeah, I think, you know, one thing, this is where the big decision comes, and I'm from the school here at these prices. I'm going to hold if I can. Okay, I'm going to store if I can. Now again, you can't just say, well, I'm going to store because the prices are too cheap. You have to be able to figure out what your cost of storage is going to be and what's going to happen from there. But if all things being equal, I'm not selling here. Okay, I think that these prices are ridiculously cheap at the moment. I don't see a lot more room to go on the downside. And again, it comes back to a personal decision and your own personal cost of what you have. But at the end of the day, if it's not costly to store and keep, and you can store it in your own grounds, I'm going to hold, because again, these prices I think are more been artificially pushed down, and I think a lot of it has to do with what I don't think was a very accurate USDA report last week either.
Are options affordable right now?
Yeah, options are always affordable, especially if you understand what you're trying to do with them. I mean, the biggest mistake that I think most make in this business is they give up the potential profit side to try to protect the downside. And I think that's always a mistake. I think that what you need to learn is how to protect the downside, but let the upside run. There are ways to structure positions that give you just that opportunity. And that's where I think the big mistake comes, because we see this all the time. You know, we're right now we're getting to a point where we're getting a little bit of maybe a little fear, a little panic coming in. Prices are getting a little cheap, and we're going to start seeing some even a little bit more push. And when you set it up, you want to set it up so that you can absorb more down. But if we do get that big market going again, you can make almost every dime on the way up without having to give up that ability.
All right, Todd, we'll bring you back here in a moment, and we'll talk more about the markets. Our guest, Todd Bubba Horwitz, BubbaTrading.com. We're back with you on a Wednesday morning edition of Commodity Wrap. I'm Marlon Bowling with you, along with Zach Troutman. He runs the board for us. Todd Bubba Horwitz is in Chicago. He has a website called BubbaTrading.com, and he's one of our regular contributors here. On the wheat trade, boy, by far the biggest move this time upward was the Minneapolis wheat, far outperforming the other two exchanges. Looks like they finally put that thing in drive here today, and they're widening out that spread again. How come?
Well, I think that, you know, I still believe wheat's going higher, and I think that, you know, you've seen a really heavy push to the downside, and I think it's been overdone as typical. And, of course, when you're looking at what we would call a short covering or a bounce, that'll come where it's the thinnest, which is Minneapolis. So that's the thinnest market. So that's the easiest one to pile drive higher. And that's what we're seeing right now.
See, the cotton market has kind of flattened out here a little bit, at least on that new crop December contract. From what I understand, some of the early harvest is already underway. They're in the coastal plain of Texas. So we'll have to wait and see. That cotton market really took a beating, didn't it, since that USDA report?
Yeah, I mean, I think we as people, we tend to overreact to certain things. And of course, I think that's, you know, it's fine, because I think they'll come back. And that's where I think you have to, as your emotions have to be in check when you watch these things happen, because you have to let the others make the mistakes of either chasing them up too high or selling them down too low, because we know that they're going to have at least a bounce back in here somewhere. Now, whether or not they can rebuild and start to move much higher, that'll be remain to be seen. But we know that there will be some sort of a bounce that will come in here pretty quickly. So that's something that you always have to watch for before when you're going to jump out of something, make sure that you're jumping out for the right knees, not because your mind is getting in the way of it.
So the dollar has been rebounding quite a bit here the last two or three days. Is that a threat to our ag export potential yet or not?
No, I don't think so, Marlon. I actually think that, believe it or not, with the low dollar where it was and with the Fed doing what they were doing, that was like a de facto hidden interest rate hike anyways. So I think that actually if this dollar rallies a little bit, it'll relieve some of the pressure. And actually, you know, we got a little bit too low on the dollar. You know, we and I had targeted 94, you know, on the show here for about 4 or 5 months, and we finally got there. They pushed them down a little bit too low, and because of what the Fed is doing and the dollar, it's really not the same, because it's really increased backdoor interest rates higher, and that's where we will see this change. So I think it'll have no effect. In fact, I think a little bit of a higher dollar will actually help our commodities and go higher as well.
I did want to ask you about the hog trade while I've got you on here, and we've talked about that quite a bit. That August went off the board, and the October really went roaring ahead there, but it still has a ways to go, doesn't it, to even up with the cash market?
It's amazing, and I mean, I watched this happen, you know, the last two expirations on hogs, and both times I thought we'd start to sell lower. When we continue to push higher, I mean, this is very, very strong markets here. There's something hidden underneath the surface that's forcing these markets higher. I don't buy it, but again, I can't get in the way of it either. I think that, you know, they're well overpriced in my opinion, especially for the seasonality that we're in. And I don't see it. So, but I can't tell you that it's not going to go higher. I wouldn't think so, but I've thought that for quite a bit here. So there's something going on that either will show up in the news eventually, or they will just start to roll over, as we saw happen with cattle when we rolled over back, you know, a couple of months ago when we were up at 130 and then down to 110. So, I mean, that's really what I think we'll expect to see.
Todd, if you would, just take a quick moment here and explain to the folks the work that you do with young people, training them kind of the ropes of the ag commodity markets and how they can protect their bottom line and use the markets to their advantage.
Sure. What I like to do is, first of all, I start teaching kids when they're in high school. I've got a high school program, highschoolinvesting.com, and it's really, I subsidize it for all the high schools in the country that want it. And we teach them how to understand how the markets work, because really all markets work the same. And then how do you protect those markets? And we want to make sure that they understand the best way to protect their portfolio, their farm, their goods, whatever you're protecting. There's a way to protect it, allowing the ability to have that market go in your favor dramatically without having to give up much of your upside potential gain. And that's the key to understanding how markets work, is understanding the workings of the market, when not to panic, when to set yourself up. And if you learn it young, you never forget it. And it helps you become much more successful when you start to hedge as you get older.
And how do we find more info? Where do we go?
You can start at bubbatrading.com, which is me direct. And of course, I have highschoolinvesting.com, which is also me. And also email me at bubba@bubbatrading.com, or call me on my cell phone, 847-722-7800.
Very good. And once again, kudos on the work you do with educating the young folks out there about proper trading techniques. All right. Thanks, Todd.
Marcy. And this is The Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horwitz, LibertyTalk.fm. You can download The Bubba Show every single day, as well as The Sporting Edge on the weekends. And that will do it for today, Thursday. We will see you back here tomorrow, Friday, right here at The Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horwitz, everybody have a great day. Thank you so much for being here. We'll see you back here tomorrow. Take care, everybody. See you later.
Revolutionary talk for revolutionary times. Liberty Talk FM.